Well, it's the rare household that doesn't have an old computer or a printer or some electronic device languishing in a corner somewhere. And on Earth Day, I think it's a great time to think about how to dispose of those items and do it safely. Sarah Murray with us to help out in that task. She's the eCycle Wisconsin coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She has some great advice to share for what electronics can be recycled and why it's important to do it. And Sarah, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's we can talk about a lot of things here. First, what electronic materials can we recycle here in Wisconsin?
Okay, there's sort of two parts to that question. Most items with a cord can be recycled somehow, but we have a specific law in Wisconsin that prevents certain electronics from going in the trash. And that list includes a lot of our sort of main sort of consumer entertainment devices, our TVs, computers, cell phones, computer accessories, printers. So those items definitely should not be put in the trash and can be recycled in the state.
And that is mandatory.
Right. So we have the disposal ban on those items. And then in order to help folks recycle their electronics, the law also created a program that's funded in part by electronics manufacturers to help households and schools recycle their electronics. So we call that eCycle Wisconsin. And there's a network of more than 400 sites around the state where folks can drop off electronics for recycling.
It's kind of handy here on the UW-Madison campus. The building right next door to ours has a place for recycling of various things, and it's nice to be able to know that I can go right next door to recycle batteries. That's different.
Yeah.
Or a cell phone or other kinds of materials.
Yeah, and for a lot of, especially those smaller devices like your cell phones or your MP3 players, first of all, since we tend to buy new ones so quickly, and in a lot of cases, folks can resell those or donate them for reuse. A lot of charities take donations for cell phones. For some of us, the old TVs and computers and so forth that are sort of in our basements, those probably aren't going to be used by anybody, and so they get taken apart and recycled.
Yeah. And why is it important to recycle these things?
There's a few reasons. I mean, first of all, electronics are really complicated devices. They have a lot of different materials, and many of those materials can be reused and, in fact, are valuable. A lot of the metals and plastics, there's some trace amounts of precious metals that can be recovered with high-tech recycling. And then there's also some potentially harmful materials. The old TVs with the big tube, that's leaded glass, and so we don't want that lead to end up in our environment. And the light bulbs that power a lot of our newer flat screens, a lot of those have some mercury in them. There's other, trace heavy metals and so forth. So we want to make sure we keep those out of our environment.
Sarah Murray, our guest today, eCycle Wisconsin coordinator in the Bureau of Waste and Materials Management for our Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You can join in with your own question or comment. Do you regularly recycle electronics that you no longer need? Or maybe you're not sure if something you want to recycle fits the electronic guidelines. I'm sure Sarah can help you out with that. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page, at the Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you on this Earth Day. And somebody made the point, and it's just a reminder that Earth Day was started by our Wisconsin's very own Gaylord Nelson. And I think we should be proud of that, shouldn't we, Sarah?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so as well. So give us a call, shoot us an email, or go to my Facebook page. You can post there at the Larry Mueller Show. Is recycling the only option for keeping electronics out of landfills?
No, we find a lot of both formal and informal reuse, and that's certainly great if electronics still have life. So when we've done surveys, we find a lot of people give away, they might give the TV to the kids to play video games, or maybe recycle a computer to, a young student in the family. So giving away to family and friends, in some cases selling, or if the device is still usable, donating to charity. All of those are great options, and certainly, reuse is the first thing to look at if it's a fairly new device.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Is there a cost to individuals to recycle electronics?
It depends a little bit on what electronics you have and where in the state you live. So the eCycle Wisconsin program, electronics manufacturers help subsidize the cost. So some sites are able to offer free recycling or some low-cost recycling, but especially if you have one of those really big old TVs, you know, that's heavy, it has a lot of that leaded glass in it, often there's a charge for something like that just to make sure it's handled properly.
Yeah. We have some callers coming up online. We'll give you a chance to join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Well, it's good to know that manufacturers play some role in recycling.
Yeah, it's a concept called product stewardships that's been tried for some of these more problematic materials. And what happens is the manufacturers that you'd recognize, Sony and Apple and Dell and all of those, register with the state. And then they get a target each year based on their sales. So a bigger manufacturer has a bigger target. So they help pay for a certain number of pounds to get recycled.
Mm. Mary and DePere, thanks a lot for calling. Hi.
Hi. I have a question on recycling batteries.
Sure. Okay, I'll take a shot.
I have two here that I just don't know what to do with. I have an automatic external defibrillator.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And every few years you have to take the battery and you buy a new one, even if they haven't been used. I have this one that I'm holding we took out last year, but we don't know what to do with them because the company that we buy them from does not recycle the old ones.
Now, are these, just for my own sake, are they like a coin? Do they look like a coin, or are they more like, say, a double A?
No, they're big. It's about 5 inches by 3.
Okay.
They're specialized type battery. And it says, it shows a picture on the back that has an X over a recycle bin. So we can't put them just in regular recycling.
Okay.
Right. I'm not sure exactly what type of battery that is, but many batteries, you know, other than sort of the alkaline AAs we're used to, do contain various metals that you want to recycle. I'm not an expert on that particular type, but you might check into like a Batteries Plus or similar battery chain store. A lot of them handle a lot of different types of batteries and we'll take them for recycling.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Batteries Plus, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple other battery chains like that. A lot of hardware stores do take batteries for recycling, but I'm not sure with a more specialized one like that if they would.
No, I checked with the local one here, and they don't do it.
I like the idea, though, of the battery store. Would be a really good one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for calling. Sherry in Bayfield, turn to you next. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello, good morning. And I'm calling about video cassettes and music cassettes, and where can you recycle those?
I get a lot of questions about that. There's not a lot of places. There are a few websites that I've collected that will take if you have a large amount. You might be able to get a box and send them. Some electronics recyclers take them and they can kind of grind them up for the plastics, but there's not a ton of options. If you like, I can give Larry and Judith some links for some sites that take those. What I've done sometimes, too, is if I don't have an option for the cassettes, I at least take off the cardboard sleeves and recycle those.
And we'll definitely post that up on my Facebook page, and hopefully we can get that done, maybe
okay,
over
great.
The news break or something. All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
I bet you there's a lot of people that have that issue. Cassettes and old videos? Yeah, you bet. Jim in Colfax. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, Larry. Talked to you a few times. The syrup turned out fantastic this year. The walnut that I talked to you not too long about.
Yeah.
Batteries. I'm a low-voltage technician, so the batteries, I deal a lot with lead-acid batteries that come out of alarm systems and such. They can all be taken to any salvage yard, and they'll actually purchase them from you anywhere from 20 to 30 cents a pound. The batteries that the previous caller was talking about are probably a lead-acid battery that lasts for, you know, 4 or 5 years type of deal as that portable power.
Yeah.
But when there are anything besides the alkaline batteries, will do that. Watch batteries, like your little coin batteries that go into watches and things.
Yep.
You can take those and give them to a jewelry store, and there's people that actually come and pick those up at the jewelry store because they're quite valuable, too, the materials in them on that.
Oh.
The lithium and alkaline batteries, I'm not so sure what to do because there's really no place that takes those anymore. Batteries Plus will accept them, I think, and they throw them into a bucket, but I don't know where they go after that. But any car batteries or lead acid, it'll say right on the outside of it, lead acid battery. They actually will purchase those at a salvage yard and recycling plants.
There we go. Thank you, Jim.
Hopefully that helps a little.
Yeah, you sure did. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. That's a very good point. Talking today with Sarah Murray and having a good time talking with her on this Earth Day, and we're visiting with her about recycling electronics in Wisconsin. You may have an experience to share about recycling, or you may have a question about it as well, what to recycle and what can you and what can't you. I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. This whole question about e-cycling is kind of interesting. What does it mean that E-Cycle Wisconsin is Wisconsin's first product stewardship program, for example?
Right. So, you know, historically, the way we handle a lot of our trash and recycling now, too, is through our communities. So the community arranges for the pickup of the trash and recyclables. Sometimes now it's contracted out, but it's still the community. And in Wisconsin, we actually have a law requiring every community to have a recycling program for things like cans and bottles and that sort of thing. But when you have a program like that, it's often sort of the general taxpayer who's paying for that pickup and that processing or landfilling of that material. And with product stewardship, it's a little bit different because it's those who are producing the products and in some cases selling them and then buying them who are paying the cost of recycling.
And we'll talk some more about that. We're going to take a quick look at the news and weather and find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be right back with Sarah Murray, who is the E-Cycling Wisconsin Coordinator in the Bureau of Waste and Materials Management of our Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Computers and cell phones and TVs and other electronics are sort of a part of everyday life, aren't they? And it seems like every few months there's a latest and greatest model to think about upgrading to. That means you have some older gadgets that you might need to dispose of. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Not only is it good for our homes to get rid of these obsolete machines, also good for the environment when you and I do it in a responsible way. And Sarah Murray can help us with that. She is the E-Cycle Wisconsin Coordinator for the Wisconsin DNR, has some great advice to share for what electronics we can recycle and why to do it. And Sarah, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
And we have callers, Christine and Joanne, for example, have been waiting a long time. We're going to go to them right now. Christine first here. But there's a spot for you at 1-800-642-1234. If you have a question or a comment, I hope you'll join in. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Christine in Wausau, thank you for calling.
Hi, happy Earth Day.
To you as well.
Thank you. I'm calling from the Good News Project. We're actually a state-certified collector in Wausau, Wisconsin. And we're also a nonprofit organization. So we charge per pound, and whatever we make off of our recycling goes directly into our nonprofit mission work. So it's kind of a win-win situation. And the reason I called is because we have a lot of people who come in and actually thank us for charging them and taking their electronics and recycling them responsibly. For example, last week we had a man who came in and he lives out in the country, and he said that he has a ditch on, you know, both sides of his gravel road, and that often electronics get just dumped there by people out in the country. And he, you know, it wasn't even his own stuff, but he went and brought it into town and recycled it responsibly. So I just say kudos to all the people that that do that. I think people in Wisconsin are very aware of doing the right thing and keeping electronics out of our landfills.
Yeah. Christina, that's a good point. And a comment, Sarah?
Yeah, so the Good News Project, as Christine mentioned, they're a registered collector with the eCycle Wisconsin program. And so that's one of the benefits of the program is we have these great organizations, nonprofits, governments, businesses who register. They meet certain standards, and then they work with recyclers who are registered, too. And so we're able to do some inspections, the DNR staff are, and try and help make sure that all these materials are being handled responsibly, because we've certainly had some cases out there in the world of them not being handled responsibly.
Oh, well, that's great. Christine, thank you. Sounds like you're doing great work.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Appreciate the call. And, well, irresponsibly, what happened? People would say, well, how do they irresponsibly handle stuff?
Yeah, it gets back to, I think, how complicated electronics are. A lot of people see there's some metal in them and they think, well, it'll be really easy to just scrap the metal out and then kind of dump the rest. But they're so much more complex than, you know, doing a can drive or something. There's hazardous materials, there's glass, there's plastic, there's a lot of different things. And so we see some people who kind of get in over their heads. I think they'll just pull out the metal and they dump all the bad stuff behind.
Mm. Joanne in Verona, thanks again for waiting. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon. Great subject material. I was just wondering, for the last few years, I've been collecting lithium batteries and alkaline batteries and incandescent light bulbs, whole nine yards, and I've been taking to a place that actually doesn't just throw them back into the landfill. But he said the way that it was explained to me was that they have to be taken apart and then every little bit recycled responsibly, as you would say. But it runs about, it's by the pound. It runs maybe $30 every few months, which I can live with. But I was thinking to get more people involved in doing this is if, it would be a little bit easier for them anyway, is if what they paid to have recycled were to be tax deductible. If someone could propose a bill, I mean, it's just an idea, anything to get cheap to these things out of our landfill. I mean, it's so easy just to throw it right now and to say, it's a light bulb. We'll just throw it into the landfill. Whereas if they had something like a tax deduction that you could do on the state form or something, it would be just a suggestion. But I don't know where to start with it even.
Yeah, that would certainly be a possibility. Some places have looked at also doing a similar product stewardship approach for batteries. In fact, for rechargeable batteries, there is a voluntary organization called Call to Recycle that will send boxes for recycling those, I believe, for free. Not so much with the alkaline, but yeah, so that's one option. I know, too, for whole electronics, for instance, a lot of Goodwill locations accept them for recycling. And so it's not the batteries that you're talking about, but that is another option if folks need that extra tax deduction. Although, of course, a lot of the Goodwill stores take them for free at least.
Right. Incentive is all I was thinking, to get people to do this at least.
Yeah, that's absolutely a good idea.
Yeah. Makes good sense, Joanne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And let's go. Another Joanne is in Menominee Falls, so let's go to her. Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I'm interested in how do we wipe the hard drives clean before we donate. I have a notebook and three tablets sitting around here that I would love to donate, but I would really like to wipe the hard drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, data is a big concern for a lot of folks, and you just think about how much we use our electronics for these days. You definitely want to think about that. There are some softwares out there you can buy, and I would talk to an electronics retailer like Best Buy, maybe get some ideas on a software if you want to try and wipe it yourself. You can also talk to the place you're taking them to, because a lot of electronics recyclers nowadays get certifications for data destruction, and they're able to do some high-tech wiping. They meet Department of Defense standards if things are going to be reused. Otherwise, in some cases, they're just shredding the old hard drives and physically destroying them that way.
I think you could. I'm not sure if this is a good approach or not, but I've heard people do it. It'll just take a hammer to the hard drive or a nail or drive a nail through it, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, I think with the old type of computer hard drives, with tablets and some of the ones that have this the solid state, the flash memory, it's a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've certainly heard of that for if you have an old tower or a laptop where you can pull out the hard drive.
Yep.
Yeah, but then it's not usable, and then how do I recycle that?
Right. So electronics recyclers, when we're talking about that, they are really taking them apart. They will put hard drives in a shredder and send them to places that can pull out the different types of metal and so forth. So with a tablet or something, that's where they might be able to be reused, and so you could talk to the recycler about how they do wipe it and make sure they get your data off. But an older computer, something probably wouldn't get reused anyway.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Joanne. You can join in, too, by the way, if you have a question or comment. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Do you have an experience with recycling or a question about it or a specific material? 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd love to hear from you. Somebody else commented, Jean commented, we were talking about, let's see, there was a caller who had a battery for a pacemaker, I believe. But in the spirit of reusing things before they get recycled, listener Jean said that there may be nursing homes and other places that still have equipment that would be able to use some of those batteries and some of those things. So that's worth a comment. Doug from Randolph wonders where he can recycle cordless tools. I know where to recycle the batteries, but I don't know where to recycle the tools.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about things like that or small kitchen appliances that aren't specifically covered by the law we've been talking about. And a lot of electronics recyclers will take those because they can still recycle the plastics and so forth. So we have a list on our website of the folks that take TVs and computers and so forth, and you could check out the ones in your area and see if they will take some of those other items. Or check with your community. A lot of communities have great recycling information on their web pages.
Tom in Fort Atkinson has a question. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How you doing?
Great. Appreciate the call.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I've got about, 300-400 old floppy disks, and they got data on them, and I've had them for a long time, and I want to get rid of them, but I don't know. I don't want to, of course, there's data on them, so I want to be safe about that, but how do you take care of those?
Sure. So there's a couple of options, and I'll definitely I'll send Larry and Judith a couple of links. There are some websites. I think one is something like Green Disk. There are a few that will take those for recycling. If you can't find a recycler for a thing like a floppy disk, it's okay to put some of those things in the trash. They're not specifically banned by the law. So if you're having trouble finding the solution for some of those older media, but if you were really worried about the data, probably a floppy disk you can almost cut in half or something like that if you were concerned about the data on it, whether or not you're going to recycle them.
Yep.
Okay.
And
we'll
post up on my Facebook page that information. So, and maybe you can just post it up there yourself this afternoon. That'd be great.
Yeah, I could do that. I've got a whole list at my desk.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Glenn in Middleton, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to try to encourage people not to buy the latest new gadget or upgrade, just tell you a little story. So I have an old flip phone. It's probably 5 years old. It stopped working. I have an associate who had the same model of flip phone sitting in a drawer because they had bought a new phone, but the old one worked just fine. They gave it to me. I took it to the cell phone store. They transferred my stuff over onto the new old flip phone, and I'm still using it, and it works fine. So I didn't need to buy some new gadget, and then my old one, that had to be recycled because it stopped working and it wasn't repairable. But I think the discouraging thing about our society today is the example, while I was waiting in the store to have my stuff transferred to that used flip phone, there was a family. They all had nice smartphones, five of them, And they were all just getting new ones 6 months after they had gotten their old ones. And I think most of us could just make do with a lot of things that we have for a lot longer if we just didn't covet the latest new thing.
Sarah, comment?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly part of why we have a growing amount of e-waste in this country is the fact that, you know, we do buy things so often, and whether it's because the old one stops working or because we want a new one, that's certainly contributing to the fact. We did a survey last year in Wisconsin, and the number of TVs and computers and cell phones in each household keeps going up, but we're finding, I think for cell phones, the number was like 44% of what people have in their homes is unused at this point, and 30% of the computers and 20% of the TVs. So definitely thinking about it, you know, do you need the new phone right away, or you might be able to get a really great deal on a, you know, the last model. A lot of times they're a lot cheaper.
Yep, absolutely. And thanks again, Glenn, for calling. I want to give Ray and Rhinelander a chance to join us.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Happy Earth Day.
To you as well.
Yes, we had the summer up here, and now we're back to semi-winter conditions, but we're not worried about it. But anyways, my question is, and other people are wondering about this too that I am involved with. Okay, as we take these recycled items to these different places that will recycle them, are there places that will take care of these things in-house in America, or do they do bulk shipping, and do some of these places do bulk shipping of these items to third world countries where they have people that are taking these things apart and taking, smelting the metals out and stuff and getting exposed to hazard materials? That's my concern and others. We would like to be able to have our products go where they are recycled here and not shipped to third world countries where people would get exposed to the practices that they do. Nothing against giving work to people in other countries, but could somebody clarify this there?
Sarah, comment.
Sure. That's been a big concern with this industry. You know, the electronics recycling industry has grown really fast, really over the last decade, and there have been a lot of cases of unscrupulous folks out there. What I can tell you that I know is for the eCycle Wisconsin program that we've been talking about, the collectors and recyclers that register with that program, that material is going to a set of a couple dozen recyclers that we know about. They're located all here in the U.S. and most of them in the upper Midwest. And they do the initial dismantling. So they take apart the electronics, separate plastics and metals. Sometimes some of those materials then do get sent overseas because, for instance, you know, China is the one who buys a lot of the scrap plastics, or there's very specialized smelters in other countries that, say, the circuit boards go to. But in the program, I would say more than 90% of the materials that go through this program are dismantled initially in the upper Midwest and the rest in some other locations throughout the U.S.
Hmm. All right. Very good. Thank you again for that question. And Carol in Milwaukee, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yes. Hello. I have a question about the hearing aid batteries. What do I do with those?
Are those the sort of a button style?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe those, a lot of hardware stores, or again, like a Batteries Plus or other battery store would take those along with a lot of other rechargeables. Sometimes maybe even, you know, the place where you're buying the hearing aids, maybe even like, you know, a Target or a Walmart or things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those and other small rechargeable and other sort of long-lasting lithium, nickel, cadmium batteries can be recycled at a lot of those stores.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. For calling, what's the issue with lithium batteries? That it doesn't get, they don't seem to get recycled everywhere.
Yeah, I know there's a couple things with lithium batteries. There's a fire risk with lithium batteries. You hear sometimes, some of the issues with some airplanes and things, it's been fires caused by the lithium batteries overheating. So when places are recycling lithium batteries, they have to be sort of careful and keep them separate. But they are very recyclable, and a lot of hardware stores and other places take them, I believe.
Talking today with Sarah Murray, eCycle Wisconsin coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, as we visit with her about recycling those electronics. John in Milwaukee has a question for you or a comment. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Yeah, I was watching a shopping network last Christmas. They were trying to sell a battery charger, and they claimed that normal alkaline batteries could be recharged up to 12 times or more with this recharger. And they said the stores don't sell these because they make more money selling the batteries. And I was wondering, is that true? I've always thrown my alkaline batteries away once they lose their power.
I'm not an expert on batteries, I guess. I haven't ever heard of something like that. Certainly, you know, it's pretty easy to get rechargeable batteries that, you know, are the same shapes and sizes as alkaline batteries these days. But I haven't ever heard of being able to recharge just regular alkaline batteries.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm skeptical. Let's put it that way. But maybe, you know what, John? If not today, maybe at some point. Maybe we'll hear some from somebody today. But at another show, if not today, that's one to bring up because I honestly don't think. I don't think you can do it. Is there anything in terms of getting ready? We've talked about a lot about preparing electronics for reuse or recycling, as you know, and certainly for identity purposes. Anything else to consider, or we need to think about before we recycle something like that?
I don't think there's a lot. I mean, I think if you have some electronics to recycle, it's great to kind of make a list of what you have and then check out on our website the list of collection points, or if you already know of one, and just, you know, call ahead or check their website to make sure they take all of that so you don't, you know, especially haul something big there and then get turned away. But there's not really a lot of other preparation you need to do. The recyclers will pretty much handle that.
So no issues there. And let's go back to your website. What are we going to find on your website?
Yeah, so if you go to the DNR website and search for eCycle or just Google eCycle Wisconsin, one thing we have is we have a list of all the collection points registered with the eCycle Wisconsin program. And folks can look for just the sites in their county or maybe a neighboring county if they go there a lot. And they can see a list of materials those sites accept and get their, you know, phone number and website and that sort of thing. So that's a great place to look for a recycling location near you.
And what about these? Every once in a while you'll have, I know Madison's had them, kind of collection days. I went to one, I remember the line of cars was like a couple miles long, I think, to get in.
Yeah, there have been some huge events. And a lot of those are part of the program, too, and you'll find them listed on our website, or you might hear them advertised in your community. And right now is a great time to start looking. A lot of folks start having those around Earth Day and going through the spring and summer. I know, especially in some more rural parts of the state, if you don't have a permanent site, look around. A lot of the counties and other communities will host a collection event, you know, either in the spring or summer or fall.
And I wanted to go back to, I made a mistake earlier when we were talking about someone had called in with the idea of sending something to senior centers, and it wasn't batteries that the person was referring to. It was VHS tapes and probably DVDs and that sort of thing could go to senior centers. There may be an opportunity to use some of those old VHS tapes at the senior centers.
Yeah, definitely. If it's, you know, if it's actual movies or TV shows or something, I think it would be great. Otherwise, I think a lot of stores like a Goodwill or someplace, you know, folks might still be collecting those. You might be able to give them away if they're not your own, you know, sort of home movies or taping.
Yeah, and also for batteries, some waste management services, I think we did mention, may have mentioned this, but they will send out boxes to collect batteries.
Yeah, especially the rechargeable ones. I think I mentioned there's a problem called Call to Recycle. You can just look up their website, and they'll distribute boxes for the batteries. You know, if you're interested in maybe getting one at your workplace or your school or something, you could check out their website.
And Sarah, you're going to give us some information for our Facebook page on some sites that we discussed earlier.
Yeah, I can post some information about batteries. We have a couple publications in that site I've mentioned and some of the questions about the discs and the cassettes and so forth.
Well, it's been fun. Thank you so much on this Earth Day. Happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day to you.
All right. Sarah Murray is the eCycle Wisconsin coordinator in the Bureau of Waste Materials Management for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And by the way, the daughter of Molly Fifield Murray, who we have on the show pretty often to talk about plants. So it's great to have the daughter come on in a different capacity. And we'll have her back. We'll do it again. And thank you all for listening. Tomorrow, David Drake and Jamie Nack come by to talk about white nose syndrome and bats, among other things. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.